Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Jonathan Ritter. It's Tuesday, and hope you guys are having a good Tuesday. Most of us are wrapping it up, and I want to share this devotional that came across. The key scripture reading here is in Ephesians 5, verse 8. And really, you want to get a good picture of that. You should look through Ephesians 5 and read through verse 1 through 10. But Ephesians 5, 8, verse 8 says this: "For ye were sometimes darkness, but now ye are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light." To be honest, I wasn't happy to be making another trip to the store. For the previous 4 weeks, my wife and I had been trying to get a refund for a bad refrigerator. As I stood with the manager again, it seemed that we were headed down another dead-end road. As we talked, I wondered if we were ever get our money back. But I tried to be gracious. At one point, the manager said, "By now, the customer's usually yelling at me, but you've been so patient." Then he said, "Let's try something else." He asked me some questions and he punched some numbers into a cash register. After a short delay and some stories about irate customers, the machine spit out a receipt showing a refund. "Our appliance nightmare was over. Thanks for being so good to work with," he said as we parted ways. Well, I think being nice, when I didn't feel like being nice, helped in the process. Getting refunds is not why we should show kindness to others. The real reason is, as Christians, we are supposed to reflect the light of Jesus on everything. Whether it be an irate neighbor, a bumbling waiter, or a department store manager, our speech and behavior are to be a positive witness. Other scriptures you can see this is in Ephesians 4, 29 through 32, and Colossians chapter 4, verse 6. Are you facing a conflict? Let Jesus' light shine through it. Devotional was written by Dave Brandon. People are attracted to Christ when we shine His light. When we shine His light from our lives. I looked at this devotional. You know, we are supposed to be that light, guys. And that darkness is one of the things that I have preached on many times. We are supposed to be that beacon of hope. That light within the darkness. You see, I think of a lighthouse and the importance of a lighthouse and how that beacon shines over the sea while ships are in storms and going through chaotic waves. We are supposed to be that light to the lost ships in that world. Remember, as you reflect back on this day, or maybe you're going to work tonight and the rest of the week, are you being that light for Jesus? Love you guys. Y'all have a good night.